Nearly 60 years ago, several groups of people, both black and white, gathered to ride interstate buses and began the Freedom Rides and Freedom Rider movement. The goal at the time was to challenge the lack of enforcement of Supreme Court rulings that determined segregated public buses were unconstitutional. The decisions, which were focused in the American South to ride these buses through, sometimes led to violent reactions and started a key part in supporting the civil rights movement and lots of discussions around that. With this anniversary of the first Freedom Ride on Tuesday, the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition is set to hold two panels on Wednesday discussing the impact of the Freedom Riders and what the movement was like here in our own community. Joining me today in the studio to share more on this event and more on this anniversary is longtime community member Braxton Fushi and Paris Miller, who is helping plan the event on behalf of the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition. Braxton and Paris, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Well, Braxton, I do want to turn to you first because you will be talking during part of this panel event on Wednesday. I'm hoping you can kind of set the scene for us. What was Chapel Hill like during this period when the Freedom Ride events were happening? And you were just saying actually before we started this conversation that the buses came through Chapel Hill.
They did. If you look at Chapel Hill from the 60s, we could go in any store or restaurant and buy commodities, but we couldn't sit. First Baptist was the largest church in Chapel Hill, and many of my friends and my family, my neighbors, were members of that church. Most of the kids from the neighborhood, whether you wanted to go or not, you had to go because your parents were going to take you. And from my neighborhood, which is about three, maybe four blocks from Franklin, we would go with some of the elder women in the church. They would pick us up. We all walked to First Baptist. And between the Sunday school and church services, we would go over to Colonial Drug right across the street. It's a vacant parking lot right there now, but we would just walk across the street from Colonial Drug, go in, get our little sodas, candy, whatever we were buying, mostly snack food, but we couldn't sit down. And so at the time, the Dirt Bar was not open in those hours on Sunday. So when we started our demonstrations, those were our two main targets, Colonial Drug and Long Meadow Dirt Bar.
Yeah.
And that started the whole movement. From there, we would move. On a normal day, we would move downtown. We were on the right side of Franklin, all the way down to the post office, crossed over, and back up to First Baptist or either St. Joseph.
Got it. And so the Freedom Rides began around that same time, correct?
Freedom Rides came later that summer. Bryant Rustin was on one of those buses, and he was the one that got arrested and was jailed. Our whole movement, you got to remember, were young people, high school age, elementary, and there were adults from the community in there to look after us. But it was around that 69, 70, 71, I can't remember the year.
Sure.
But it was around that time.
And so what was the local reaction within the community when you guys were doing your demonstrations at places like Colonial Drug and when the Freedom Riders actually came through Chapel Hill?
We had great support from our community, both black and white. We had Father Parker, his church, community church, Charlie Jones, and his congregation. We could always depend on them being there, especially Charlie with his knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. And Braxton Fushi speaking there, I'm going to turn to you now, Paris. When you hear stories like that, you know, as a community member now, what does that make you feel still hearing those stories and kind of show the legacy of what those actions meant?
Thank you. Yeah, first, you know, as I'm listening to Cousin Braxton over here, it reminds me just how important it is for me to hear this history around the movement, because it's so grounding for the community advocacy work that I do. It informs it. Cousin Braxton dropped this book off to me entitled Courage in the Moment, The Civil Rights Struggle, 1961 to 1964. And as I was, you know, thumbing through this book, it highlights the struggle against segregation in Chapel Hill in the early 1960s. And as I began to thumb through the book, I came across like familiar images of the historically African-American neighborhood of Northside, specifically images on like the corner of Rosemary and Roberson Street. And I live off of Roberson Street. And so I was struck by the ongoing struggle of then and the now. And it really bridges the then and the now for me. When I look at this historically African-American community and how it's still struggling with gentrification, studification, and taxation, it helps me understand that there's a lot to learn from folks like Braxton Fouché as we continue to engage with the work and the movement work. And it's important to note that the program that we put together, the Freedom Rides program, we were very intentional about really making sure that our program was very intersectional, that we made sure that young folks were a part of it. We want our youth and our youth activists to see themselves as a part of the continuum of the movement work, just as the young Freedom Riders were a continuum of those who came before them. So the 1961 Freedom Rides were modeled after the 1947 Journey of Reconciliation movement. And during the 1947 action, black and white bus riders tested the 1946 U.S. Supreme Court decision in Morgan versus Virginia that found segregated bus seating was unconstitutional. So when the 1960 U.S. Supreme Court decision came down, that segregation of interstate transportation facilities were unconstitutional, there was a model for young activists to look to. And so this history for me is grounding, it's rooting, and it informs in many ways what is to come.
Braxton, when you see the various activism that's happening both in our community, across the state and country right now, are there any similarities to the demonstrations that were being put on in the 1960s in Chapel Hill and across the country?
There are a lot of similarities. I look at what's happened in Elizabeth City and think of it looking back at the 60s and the late 60s and the early 70s. Any injustice anywhere that you can correct is injustice everywhere, regardless to where it is. And it just, I don't think we should be fighting these same fights 50 years from now. I mean, it just blows my mind that we're still in United States of America and going through the same thing that we went through 50 years ago. I can't put it all together, but this is one of the reasons that I never went with the Northern migration. I wanted to stay here and change Chapel Hill, Carver, rather than going to the North or the Midwest. A lot of my friends left and went North. And one of my best friends wanted me to go with him. I said, man, I can't do that. I can't leave what's so bad here and go to somewhere and feel comfortable. Because I was such a part of this movement, I wasn't going. I just told him, I said, man, I can't do it. And I'm glad I stayed here because this is home. And to go through to see the changes that had happened, and there's still things that we need, we're still working on, but eventually we'll get to them.
We're speaking with Braxton Fushi, longtime community member and civil rights activist, as well as Paris Miller with the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition. They're going to be hosting some upcoming panels on Wednesday, May 5th, talking about the 60th anniversary of the Freedom Riders and the Freedom Ride movement. And Braxton, that kind of insight, I imagine, is why you are going to be speaking on one of those panels. But Paris, turning back to you, you guys also have a special guest specific to the Freedom Riders movement that's going to be speaking as well, right?
Yes, we do. We are super excited to have featured Mr. David Dennis, who was among the fearless and determined Freedom Riders, who will recount some of his experiences on the bus and also his work as co-director of Council of Federated Organizations, COFO, Mississippi Director of the Congress of Racial Equality, CORE, and the coordinator of the Mississippi Freedom Summer.
That should be great. And Braxton, as I mentioned, you're going to be speaking on one of those panels too. What do you, a little bit of a preview for folks, what do you plan on specifically speaking about?
Well, my thinking is that I would be looking at a perspective from when it started, how we started in the neighborhood, because all of us came from different neighborhoods. Pottersville is what I stayed in, and that's North Side, Tin Top. And then the other group, the other people who stayed in Carver, we just called it that's Carver.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the neighborhoods, we pulled from all the neighborhoods, the black neighborhoods around town. And it was an interesting time. And we strategized most of our time in the late evenings in front of Ms. Patterson's home. That's what we call the wall, the brick wall, mm-hmm. that they talk about.
Yeah.
And we were also at Robinson Street Center, Hargraves Center, Robinson Street Center at the time, and then it got named Hargraves. The group was so special because you had the Charlie Joneses who was coming from a different era that could enlighten us on the 40s and his time at University Baptist Church off of Franklin,
mm-hmm.
and what happened to him. So that gave us knowledge, and we got SNCC came in from Raleigh to help us organize our demonstrations. And so we met some high-powered people. We didn't know it at the time they were high-powered. We just thought they were coming down the shore or something. But we had SNCC and people from CORE who came and taught us civil disobedience.
Yeah, excited to learn more about that. And Paris, we got to begin to wrap up the conversation. But for folks who might be interested in tuning into these panels, how can they do that on Wednesday?
Yes, on May 5th at 6:30, in partnership with Carolina K-12, we will be commemorating the 60th anniversary of the Freedom Rides. The event is free and open to the public. Attending K-12 teachers can receive CEUs, and lesson plans will be provided. And we strongly encourage our youth and youth activists to attend as well. Folks can sign up at www.carolinak12.org and go under Carolina K-12 Upcoming Educator Events.
Once again, that website, www.carolinak12.org. And again, that panel is going to be Wednesday at 6:30. You are not going to want to miss it. Braxton Fushi, Paris Miller, thanks so much for taking the time to come and speak with us today about it.
Thanks,
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Of course.